Good morning, beautiful friends. I'm so excited to have you guys back for another day. Let's get into the daily devotionals this morning. The first one that we're reading out of is the Joyce Meyer Confident Woman Devotional, and the title today says, "Do What God Expects." Thus says the Lord of Hosts, "Do not listen to the words of the false prophets who prophesy to you. They teach you vanity, emptiness, falsity, and futility, and fill you with vain hope, and they speak a vision over their minds from not from the mouth of the Lord." That's Jeremiah 23:16. "Do not let the people around you determine your values or behavior patterns. It seems that everyone expects something a little different. But one thing for sure is that all of these people expect us to keep them happy and give them what they want. Many times the expectations that people put on us and we accept are unrealistic. And if you want to have confidence, you must stop trying to be a superwoman. Realize that you have limitations and that you cannot keep all the people happy all the time. This is one of the amazing traits that we see in Jesus. He was the same all the time. He changed people. They did not change him. And when unhappy people are unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. They see that your Christianity is something real. And even people who seek to control you will disrespect you if you allow them to have power over you. I encourage you to be your own person. Do what God expects you to do, and don't live under the tyranny of other people's expectations." The prayer to end this devotional says, "Lord, I can't possibly fulfill everyone's expectations and demands. Help me to see clearly your values and live accordingly to them. Keep me free from others who want to control me. Amen." I love that so much, you guys. That's so good. I'm kind of looking at it for a second to kind of self-reflect here. And looking back, I've had this book for like years, you guys. So I've read this page many times again. And every time I look at it, it's like, dang, you know, because I remember so vividly that I would do anything, say anything, dress a certain way, show up a certain way, be a certain person, do whatever it took just to be liked and accepted so that everybody was happy. Heaven forbid if I said something or I disagreed with what somebody had to say or I said the word no, like I have other things going on or whatever the case may be, I have grown up like being a people pleaser, constantly, always trying to make everybody else happy. And 3 years ago was when I made the decision that I was going to give that crap up. And, you know, if people wanted to be with me, then that was great, you know, but I wasn't going to force anybody to stick around, because if you are in a situation with your friends or your family or whoever, and you feel like you are walking on eggshells and just everything that you do is determined by their reactions or expectations, like you seriously need to run the other way or let those people go. Do what God expects you to do. All right, let's move on, you guys. I really love that. I don't let people control me like that anymore. And when you can genuinely like get to a place where you let go of all of that crap, you are gonna find yourself you're gonna be much happier. Okay, so we're gonna move on to Fighting Words devotional. Let's take a coffee break. I gotta take a sip of my Joe. So good. And I'm drinking out of my mom cup today. And at the top of the rim, it says, "Her children arise and call her blessed. Proverbs 31:28. And it says, "Mom, kind-hearted, beautiful spirit, and lifelong blessing." Amen to that, right? Okay, so let's go into the Fighting Words devotional. This is 100 days of speaking truth into the darkness. We are on day 2. Scripture this morning in this book is from Psalm 143, 8. "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." So often I begin my days thinking through all of the things that need to be done and all of the things I've left undone. Is this sometimes true for you too? Don't get me wrong, I love knocking out a good to-do list, but there are many days when I end up with a pile of unchecked boxes. And some days it feels like I'll never be able to get enough done to feel at peace. There are loose ends that need tying up and balls that get dropped. Beginning my days with the intention of all I will accomplish in a day usually sets me up for failure. It's not that this intention is bad. It's just that when I start my days like that, I end up measuring my worth by how much I can get done or by how many boxes I can check off that day. And if that's where my worth and my value is coming from, then it is far from secure. I love how this prayer from Psalm 143 flips all of that on its head. Instead of beginning my days with a goal, I need to reach to prove my worth or value. I can begin by remembering that I am a beloved child held in the arms of an unfailing love, instead of putting my hope in my ability to handle all the things. I can put my hope in the one who holds all things together, in the palm of his hand. What if the first thing that we meditated on in the morning was God's trustworthiness and his powerful ability to lead us by his spirit at every turn? And what if that was our starting place? The good news for us is that it can be. Each morning, the sun comes up, reminding us that God's unfailing love is waiting for us, and that his spirit is able to show us the way that we should go. A love like this, it won't ever fail. No matter what the to-do list looks like, what might happen if we begin our days drenched in the love of God and had open hands and hearts to simply go where he leads us. The journal prompts for today, you guys know you can either write these down in your journal or you can just say them out loud in your head to self-reflect. First one is, how do you typically start your day? What sort of messages come flooding in your mind when you wake up in the morning? How can you ensure that your heart and mind hear the word of God's unfailing love on a daily basis? All right, you guys, let's end today's podcast with a prayer. It says, "Lord, help me to begin my days reminding my forgetful soul of your unfailing love. And from that place of knowing that I am loved, would you lead me through each moment and remind me that my trust is not in myself or in others or in my circumstances, but in you. I surrender my moments and my time to you today." All right, you guys, go and have a great day. Choose to have a great day. And I hope to see you guys back tomorrow. Remember, your mindset matters. Have a good day, friends.